sure everything is actually working. It's been a far better day than the first day of the semester usually is. Okay. Things are actually working. Okay. This is CIS 159. I am Priscilla Grosser, and if you're not in the right place, now's the time you can leave. And why isn't that letting me go back? Okay, I was happily talking about everything was working. Okay, my website is www.pgrosser.net. Okay. There is no login. I'm a firm believer in open access, and so my site is just there. Okay, you don't have to log in to get to it or anything. So it is www.pgrosser.net. My email is p.grosser@rcn.com. Okay. The one that I publish down here is not one that I habitually use. I check it to see if there's a message from somebody in the hierarchy that I'm supposed to answer, but I don't look for many of the emails there. Okay, so essentially this is the one that's open on my desk all the time, so use this one. And I have a backup at pgrosser@gmax.com. And it is best to send a CC to the backup, so just in case. Okay, so it is a good idea when you're sending me stuff to send to my site and then put in the backup, just so there's a copy of it floating around. And the other thing you should do is never, ever, ever, for any course, delete anything until you've gotten a grade for the course. Okay, so hold on to the stuff that you do so that at the end of the semester when I say, I don't have this, you can easily send it to me. Okay? Okay. So click on CIS 159 and go in. Now, I keep all of my previous semesters. So if you look on this homepage, and people tend to never go to the homepage, they tend to bookmark the course page, but occasionally dropping in on the homepage is not a bad thing because this tells you what my schedule is and it gives you access to previous semesters so that you can basically see the stuff that I did other years. If you want to check something ahead of where you are and you want to see what I said about that topic in a few years ago, you've got all of that available in previous semesters. Okay. So, basically, I record all classes. So, you are being recorded now, or I am being recorded. So, I record all classes and I will probably never bother to mention that again, but just remember that I record everything. And I put them up over here under audio. So when I go home tonight, I will be putting up the notes under audio. So that if you decide to take this course mostly online, you're able to do that and you're still able to access the lectures. I also capture the notes that I put up here on SmartBoard, and those are available under SmartBoard. Okay, so if you go into SmartBoard, you can see all of the notes that I capture, and I take pictures of the screen as I go along. Okay. This class is being taught as a hybrid. And everybody has their own definitions of this word. But basically, I'm really teaching it much more like a student option course, which means that you can come or not come. It's a hybrid because I happen to know I'm going to take a few days off at some point. And student option means you have the option, but I don't. Hybrid means I have the option too. So I'm going to basically be here most of the time, but I can tell you that there's going to be a time in early April and probably one day in February where I'm going to disappear. I'll let you know ahead of time, but other than that, I'll be here all the time. You don't have to be. You can take the course exclusively online, or you can mix and match like with student option so that you can come if you want to and not come if you don't want to. So that's your choice, okay? So I will be here most of the time, but every once in a while I'm going to play hooky. Okay, syllabus. The key thing here is I did not require a book. If you like a book, I find this book fairly good, so you can go ahead and buy it, and it's pretty cheap. But I also found that there is just so much stuff out on the web that if you don't want a book, what I basically found is nobody was reading the books anyway. So if you aren't going to read the book, you might as well save your money and invest in something else. But I found these tutorials, especially the first two, and I went through the first two fairly extensively. The third one I just looked at. But I think these are pretty good tutorials, and you can probably find one that you like as well. And so those are going to, you know, be essentially, I think, a reasonable substitution for a textbook. Okay, so it's up to you. If you want to get the textbook, go ahead. If you want me to let the bookstore know so you can buy it through the bookstore, I can. But it's fairly cheap. It's a fairly cheap book. Okay, so there is no required book. Now, I will put up the code examples as we go through them, but I've got a lot of examples, and I will put them up in the week of. The code examples themselves, where I've got this, is more history than anything else, because although there's from spring 2014, and I will probably be doing very similar in spring 2015. But I've already gone through and made some changes, just as changes happening out there in PHP. And so I will post as we're going along the 2.15 version. But the 2.14 version is not far off. Okay? So those are the notes. So I will basically, if you look at under the code examples, and as I said, I'll be putting in the 2.15 ones, these are the examples that are zipped, and those are pretty much what I go over in class. I tend to teach by example, and so we tend to look at a bunch of examples and then figure out what's going on. What PHP does is it is done on the server, as opposed to if you took CIS 122, it talks about local. Okay, it talks about HTML, it talks about CSS, it talks about JavaScript, which are run locally. PHP is run on the server. So if I take a look at do a view source on a PHP program, what I'm going to see is what was sent down to the browser, not my code. My code is going to be out on the server. Okay, so this lends itself to, number one, I can start using passwords without typing in the match being equal in JavaScript or something. It also lets me collect data for databases, so that I can keep the information that I ask people to type in. And so it gives me all of that kind of power. Okay, it gives me, people aren't seeing all of my code, and I can collect data, save it, and then I can reuse that data to send out information to people or display information. So it's the second part of, if you want a website, you need to set it up, you need to have it going, but now you are talking about collecting data and using it. Okay? So, what we have is a lot of PHP is embedded into HTML. So a lot of times what you're going to do is write an HTML program, and then you're going to embed the PHP into the HTML, similar to the way you embed a JavaScript into HTML. Okay, so you can embed it in. You can also run PHP as a standalone. So I can just code the PHP and run it, and that will work as well. Okay. So I can have an HTML program that has CSS in it, that has JavaScript in it, that has PHP in it. And they're all doing their thing. And that's where we stand. Okay. Have they sent you yet a login for this?
I will.
You have. Okay, you've got the logins. And you've got DreamSpark, just out of curiosity, or didn't this class get it because it's not a Microsoft? You may not have gotten it. Okay, you don't have to. I just was curious if they'd sent those out. But those probably only go to my other classes because they're Microsoft-oriented. Okay, so what we're going to do today, how many of you know HTML? I'm getting a few no's, but mostly yeses. Okay, what I'm going to do today is go over HTML just very briefly. So, if you are comfortable with HTML, I don't care if you go get a cup of coffee and call it quits. Okay, but I'm going to spend today going over HTML just to make sure that everybody's comfortable with it. And then we will start the actual PHP on Tuesday. Okay, so as I said, feel free to leave if you want to. Okay, so here's an HTML example. That I wanted to look at. So, what we have in the HTML is basically, if you're working in HTML5, which we are going to be working in, you put in that doc type statement up there. Okay? There are a lot of versions in HTML. If you don't tell it, let it know what version you're in, it's going to revert to kind of a very basic older HTML. Okay, so you want to tell it what version it's in so that you establish that and it will use that version. So I'm telling it HTML5. The other thing I put in when I'm telling it HTML5 is the meta character set equals, and I put that in as well. Okay. So, HTML, most of you indicated you had basically some. Was anybody that's never done anything with HTML? Oh, come on, you have. Okay, so we have HTML that's broken into head and body. And so the head, in this case, is going from here down to here, and then the body picks up and goes through the rest. Now, the theory with HTML is that when I first learned to do this, we combined style and HTML code and style all together. Okay, but again, HTML was written by scientists for scientists, and they only wanted to convey scientific information, and they really didn't care what it looked like. Okay, so once the web took off and people started caring what it looked like, the style just got really messy when it was all embedded in with the text that you wanted to put out. So CSS was developed, and CSS is best done in a kind of standalone version, either in a separate file or up in the head, so that the body really just conveys the information that you're trying to convey and that the style is worried about externally. So up in the head, we're putting the style. And again, I will be doing this in PHP on a few examples. I tend to be more with the scientists in philosophy, so I don't much care what it looks like as much as I care about getting the information out there and getting it back. So I probably don't use CSS in my examples as much as I should. But if you're doing it in the real world, you probably should incorporate more CSS and make it look like you actually know what you're doing. Okay? You make it look nice. Give people faith that you know what you're doing. So inside the head, I have set up the style that I want to use in this particular page. Again, anybody that doesn't know CSS. Okay, so we've all been exposed to that too. So I've got style type equals text CSS. Then I've told it this is how I want the body to look. Here's the background color for the body, and here's the default font color for the body. So I've got those set up. I've said I want anything that is an H1 to be aligned in the center. And then I've gone in, when you see the dot header 2 and the dot, you know that I have set up a class. Okay, so if you look down here, this H2 has a class associated with it. And the class is called header 2. So this is my class for header 2. And what I have said here is that anything with this class should have this particular style. Okay? Yeah.
Sorry. I've just always wondered, how come there are so many ways to link something from, like, the body into CSS? Like, you can do it through, like, IDs and types and classes.
My theory is that nobody was willing to say no when they were sitting around the table talking about what was going to be in it. That nobody was willing to say no. There are IDs and classes. The rule, basically, is that an ID should only occur once. So you are using IDs, basically, for the big picture. And then classes can occur multiple times. And so you're using classes for things that you can see yourself using over and over again, is the way that they set it up. Why they decided to do both, as I said, my theory is that nobody knows how to say no. That's true in all programming languages. There's 10 ways of doing something. So, not a very good answer, but anyway. Anybody got a better one? Okay. Google it and find out, huh? So I've set up here, this has a class of header 2, and down here this division has a class that I call larger. And so I have set these up because I want the ability, as you can see, with larger, I used it twice. So I have set it up down there, and I've said this particular class, anything that I assign the class larger to, will have font size 18 points and a color of brown. Okay, so class is set up, and it is set up in association with the tag. So I have H2, and then I said class equals header 2. So that means that header 2 is going to apply. What I do in the style sheet is I put a dot in front of it, and that tells the style that this is the style of a class. Okay, so if you see the dot in front, that tells it that. You can get even more specific. If I only want this class to apply to a division, I can put up here div.larger. And then I would only be able to apply larger to a division. I don't see an awful lot of value in that because I figure I can figure out what I want to apply it to, and I shouldn't limit myself because I might change my mind and decide I want to put it on a paragraph at some point later on. So I'm not a big fan of that, but you can still do it. So if I want to set up, and what this does is it eliminates a lot the need for embeddings CSS down here in the body. Okay? There are three ways of doing CSS: embedding in the body, embedding in the head, or external. If I embed it down in the body, then I'm kind of going against the reason for CSS, which is let's separate content and style. And so a lot of people, instead of embedding down in the body, use class. And that means they can then set up the what they would have liked to have embedded in the body. In other words, I only want it to apply to this division. I don't want it to apply to that division. Okay? So at that point, I've got a problem. I can't put it up in the style under div, because it will then apply to all divisions. So I can take and put the style down here in the div and set up a style here, or I can say use the larger class that I've set up in the style. And that keeps it up in the header or externally, as opposed to embedding too much style down in the body. Okay, so by putting the class in there, I've made it so that it will apply that class to it. If I decide to put an ID, then I use the number sign. Okay, good. I think I got to write up there once today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We're back. Okay. So number sign is if I used ID, and the dot is if I use class. So I can also set up down here ID equals instead of class equals. And if I say ID equals, then up in the style I put the number sign as opposed to the dot. Now again, IDs are only supposed to be used once. So that larger that I put in there and put in two places should not be done with an ID. ID should only be used once. So the general rule, as I understand it, is that ID should be used for big picture kinds of things. Okay? And that class should be used for smaller areas. So I have set this page up, I have changed the style going up there, and I have put in some links to my website and a link to BCC. Okay. Does anybody see anything there that they don't understand and that they have a question about? I have an OL list, I have a UL list, I have divisions, I have paragraphs. I don't have a section, but I have divisions and paragraphs. HTML tends to be forgiving. One of the big things that's not forgiving about is if you forget to close style. So be careful about closing things. Closing style is one of those things that can cause problems big time if you just forget those little things like closing style. Questions, or is everybody comfortable with that? Okay. Now, one of the big things that we're going to be using, so I'm going to go over to my CIS 122 class, which is where I teach a lot of this. And we're going to look at HTML5. So, okay, go back to my main page. Then click on CIS 122 and come over here. Once you get over here, click on HTML5 sample code. And what I want to do is go down to forms. And I think I'm going to just take the basic form for now. Okay. Forms are going to be heavily used in PHP. Because what I'm doing in PHP is I'm collecting data lots of times. Lots of times I'm using PHP to collect data. Okay, so I put up a form and I ask the user to fill out the form. Yeah. Okay, go back to my homepage, www.pgrosser.net. Click on CIS 122/44. Click on HTML5. And then scroll down until you find forms and click on basic form. Okay? Pardon?
I said, if they want to tell my
phone. Okay. So I'm setting up a form that I can use to collect data. Okay? And we will see how this works. For example, on Tuesday, we're going to look at a form that I put up and I'm going to collect the data. And it's just going to be an ordinary HTML form. And then I'm going to send it to a PHP program. And the PHP program is just going to display the data. So all I'm doing on Tuesday is just proving to you I can do it. But so we're going to essentially have HTML that collects the data using a form, sends the data over to PHP, and PHP can then process with that data. Okay, all we're going to do on Tuesday is display it. But once PHP has the form, it can, the data from the form, it can take that data and use it in if statements, use it in other ways to determine something. Or it can take that information and write it out to a database so that I've collected data. We're going to be using MySQL as the database because that tends to be one of the biggest databases for online use. So we're going to be using MySQL. So we'll collect the data and put it up in MySQL. Now, back here when I wrote this, the only thing that we really did with this was to email with it. Okay, so we had the form set up. And what we did with the when we just had HTML was I could mail it to myself. So I could gather the information from the user and then send it to myself on an email. And the way things are set up at the college, you can't actually execute this and send it, I believe, unless they've changed something. So you can just gather it. If you do it at home, you can gather it and send it. Okay, so what I've got here is I've got a form, and I said action equals mail. Now, we will use a different action because, as I said, we'll be sending it to a PHP. Then I have various things that I can put in the form. So here's the start of the form. Here's the end of the form. I can put in input type equals text. Okay, so I can put in a text box. So here I have a paragraph, and I said name, colon, and then I said input type equals text. Okay, so I wrote out name just as a literal, and then I said input type equals text. The name of is form name, ID is form name, size equals 10. Okay, so I essentially gave that box, it's a text box, and I gave it both a name and an ID, and I gave them the same. Okay, and we'll see how name and ID play out when we get into using PHP. Then I put out the literal that said course, and then I put up some checkboxes. So I have 4 different checkboxes. Okay. Now, what you can see on the checkbox is that I have the value CIS-40. So if I actually mail this to myself, you will see CIS-40 on the email. What I'm displaying on the form is Lotus Notes. So what I write over here is being displayed on the form. What I write is a value is what actually gets sent in the email. So I would see, if I check CIS 40, that's what I'm going to see in the email. Okay. Then I have a radio button. And the radio buttons, again, the value that I'm going to see sent in the form is CI or BU, but what I see displayed is Computer Information Systems or Business Administration. And then I set up a text area down at the bottom where I said I want 6 rows and 40 character columns. And I put on here, enter comments here, and then it appeared in the box. In fact, I think it's a better idea not to put that, to just eliminate that and immediately close off. Because if I go to put something in the text box, I got to highlight and erase that, basically. And so it's a waste of time. Okay, but you can do it. But it would be easier to get rid of it. And then there is a submit button and a reset button. So I'm saying type equals submit, and the value is what appears on the actual button. And then type equals reset creates a button, and the value clear appears on that button. So essentially you put up a form, and then you put up buttons to tell you what you want to do. So if I put up a button that says submit, it will execute the action up above. Okay, so the action gets executed. If I put in the reset, it will erase everything that I put in and let me start over again. Okay? And we're going to see a lot more use of forms, but this is just a very basic form that you can put up. Okay, but we'll see a lot more of that. Yeah?
On this form, is there anything that prevents somebody from clicking more than one box?
In the checkbox, I want them to be able to click more than one box. So I've got that. In radio buttons, notice it basically, as long as I give them the same name, it will not let me click it twice.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference between telling it it's a radio button, which is the one I want, yes. When I tell it that the type equals radio, then it says everything that has the same name, only one of them can be clicked.
Okay.
If it's a checkbox, then it says multiple can be clicked.
Okay, so that's just in it.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. So, that is how you set up a basic form, and we're going to be looking at forms a lot. Okay. Questions, or is everybody comfortable with this? Okay, then what I want to do is make sure that your logins work. So take a minute and let's make sure that all the logins work.
Are we using for this class?
No. I think you are. When it comes to using the database. You actually don't have to, because you can do the creating of tables and everything else through PHP.
But we're
going to play around with MySQL before I teach you that path. So
but Homework probably use Putty, right?
Then you use Putty. So if I go into WinSCP, the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, click on WinSCP. Everybody there? Right up here, WinSCP. When WinSCP comes up, The host name is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Now, when I have the handout I think I put up there has me doing bristol.mass.edu. They changed it. They'd like you to do Bristol CC. I think they still honor bristol.mass, but they would prefer that you use Bristol CC. So change that to Bristol CC. So I've got my username and then my password, and my host name is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, so I want everybody to try logging in and make sure that they can, and I'm hoping I remember my password.
This will be really the next password.
My next password?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Where would I find the password?
It would have been sent to you at Bristol.
By Eric Williams through the email. They'll say something.
What date did it come?
I got it.
I got
yesterday.
My 13 hours ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday at 8 p.m.
Do we know?
Okay. So I'll go look for yesterday at 8 p.m.
Do you know the password?
Go to
get into
the Windows line.
Go into your email or send me a call. I just had to bookmark that back in the
video. I just go to login.
So as I said, everybody please log in so we're sure that you can get in, all right?
It should look like this. Yeah, something like that. Do yourself a favor. It should look like this.
Yeah. Try finding your email or something.
I think so. If not,
you
your
email. Right here.
Anytime you find that you can't log in and get something, go see our and then just like get you access. I don't think that they will go away. But as I said, every semester there's discussions about which way they're going to go on that. So.
Your email.
Oh, so you don't have to send your work.
Your username at this.
Anybody having trouble getting in?
Send her my work with my Gmail. So
what?
She sees my name.
So
she's
never seen
it.
Yeah.
Do
you know why?
Password, whatever you logged in.
Mainly because I want to be able to access your account. Okay. So I don't even know if this is way because if there is, I need to tell
it.
Okay, so again, anybody not getting in, let us know.
Right over here.
And then I click on login. And I'm in. Okay, so you should at this point. I'm assuming that most of you have been into CIS Web at some point. Anybody that hasn't, let me know. So, if I go, okay, we still got a few that aren't logged in?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
when I am, while I'm waiting, when you send me something, you have to send me the address of where I can execute it, and you have to send me the code so that I can look at it. I don't want to have to log in as you to check your homework. Okay, life is too short. I'm more than willing to do that if we're having problems and I want to see something that you've done or that you want me to look at something, but I don't want to do it on a regular basis. So you have to send me the code attached, and you have to send me the address that I can execute at, so that I can execute it and then look at your code at the same time. Okay, so that's how all homework has to be sent in. And if I don't get them both, you're going to get an email back saying, I need, okay? A few, just a few? I guess that leads me to the point for people who haven't had me before, and there aren't that many of you, but people who haven't had me before, basically, if you pass in homework that is not good, that is not meeting the requirements, does not convince me that you learned what I wanted you to learn, I'm going to send it back to you without a grade and say fix and resubmit and probably give you some comments. So in other words, the goal here is for you to learn something. And I was a lousy student. Okay? When somebody passed back a paper to me, if I couldn't fix it, I didn't even bother to read the comments. I just moved on to the next thing because that was done. Why was I going to read the comments? Occasionally, I would actually check them if it thought it would relate to the next thing I had to do. But other than that, no. So essentially, I learned. And so now as a teacher, I torture you by saying, no, you're going to get it right, so I'm going to send it back to you if you didn't. You better read my comments because you got to redo it, okay? So that's the price you pay for having had a lousy student as an instructor. Okay, so now I am in inside SQL. I'm sorry, inside WinSCP. So, the next thing I do is click public HTML. Everything you do should be in public HTML. So I'm going to click on public HTML, and then I'm in public HTML. Okay, so now I can, and I would suggest you do this, that you start setting up folders. So file new allows you to set up directories or folders and allows you to, so file new, I can then set up directories and then within the directories I set up files. So a lot of people set it up as week one, week two, week three, week four, or something like that, so that they put all of week one's assignment in one folder, all of week two's assignments in another folder. The other thing is that I'm going to give you PHP examples. If you want to execute them, you're going to, or play with them and change things or something, you're going to upload them to the server under your name. And then they're your copy, and you can play with them as much as you want. Okay, so I would also set up a folder to hold the examples that I give you and put all of the examples up there. And then, as I said, they become yours and you can play with them. You can go in and change them. You can test them. You can do whatever you want to with them. So you're going to be basically coming in here and setting up all of the examples and then setting up your area. Okay, so right now I have an area that I'm starting to put together, which is CIS 159 S15. So that's where I'm putting the stuff. And you can see that everything I did last semester is out there under S14. Okay, so these are up here. And certainly when I give you the address, you can run them, but you can't change anything because this is mine. So you've got to have your own copy if you want to play with the stuff. I will put a zipped file for each set of things that I'm doing out there, and so you can take the zip file, unzip it, and upload the stuff that you want, all of it or some of it or whatever you want. So I will give you a zip file. Okay, I have more time than I thought I was going to have, and I should have put out a zip file just in case, but I didn't. So we're going to actually look at a few things in HTML, and I'm going to get you to write them, actually. So we're going to go in and actually write them. Okay, so my first one that we're going to look at is hello world, because that's a requirement. You have to say hello world first. Notice that hello world has a .php extension. So when I'm using PHP, I give it a .php extension. So there it is, hello world.php. Even if I'm embedding it in HTML, if I'm using PHP, I give it a PHP extension. So I'm going to now click on hello world and edit that. So here is a very simple example, okay, of helloworld.php. And I just opened it in a notepad. Essentially, I opened it first, okay. I right-clicked on it and said edit. So I click on hello world, I right-click on it and say edit, and that shows me the code. Then I copied it into notepads just to make it bigger and make it stand out. Okay, now I did this. I didn't do it in HTML5. I just did it in HTML. Because again, if I don't write doctype HTML at the top, it just gives me standard HTML. So I've got HTML, then I've got head, I put the title in there, and then I went into the body. And in the body, I wrote out a header, and then I dropped into PHP. Okay? So if I come in here and look at this program, first of all, let's talk about how I get the address. cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tild. And tilde is that little curly thing right over the tab, or right under the escape. Tilde is the curly thing that is that tilde. So I have a slash and then a tilde. And then I put my username in. Okay, and my username is P. Grosser. And you've got to put in your username if you were to run it. But if you want to run mine, you're going to put in exactly what I'm putting up there because you're running it from my stuff. In a minute, I'm going to have you write it and then try to bring it up and run it in yourself. So I'm saying P. Grosser, and I put this into a folder called CIS159S. 2015, and then in another folder called firstgroup.php, and then I called it helloworld.php. And with a little bit of luck, and I didn't have any, P. Grosser 159 as first group, shouldn't have said firstgroup.php. First group PHP in capitals. Yep, there it is. Okay, so there is the way that I can do this. So, what I've got here in my code is hello world in HTML. So there it is. There's hello world in HTML. Then I went in and I said, now I'm going to go into PHP. And to get into PHP, I use the less than, followed by a question mark, followed by PHP. And that tells you that it's going into PHP. Okay, because again, it needs to know that. Then I put out an echo statement, and an echo can also be written, you can also use a print statement. But I put out an echo statement, and I said, echo out to the browser the sentence, hello world, in PHP. And I enclosed that in quotes, and I put in a semicolon at the end, just the way you do in JavaScript. So I said, hello world in PHP, semicolon. That's all I did. So now I close the PHP by doing question mark greater than sign, and that closes the PHP. And then I went back and closed the body and closed the HTML because I was all done. Okay? So, that's a very brief introduction. What I would like you to do now is write my little program, the same one I wrote, save it out on the server in your area, and then go to a browser and bring it up and run it.
And do we put it in a specific folder?
That's your organization's style choice. You can put it in a folder, or you can...
Okay.
Have it randomly sitting around. I recommend a folder. Okay. So you're going to go into public HTML. You're either going to create a folder or not. You're going to create a file, and then you're going to write what I wrote in the file. You're going to save it, and then you're going to go into a browser and test it. And we got 20 minutes.
Okay.
No,
what are you making a new
folder? So you're going to come up here and file it and say new. And then if you want a directory, you can, but you just want to file it for one file. So if I want to create a file, I do file new, and I create a file, and then I give it a name. With a .php extension and no embedded spaces in the name, of course.
Yeah.
It probably lets you, but I don't.
Yeah, they do. Yes. So like afterwards on your things that you made, you link to them.
Oh, you probably did.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, you know, first we have capital F.
You'll have to fix all the links inside your projects, though. So, like, you know, you're like source where it's like saying, go to this folder, find this picture. You've moved the picture, now it's just going to be that.
Oh, it's going to be the .php.
So, yeah, that'll be all the other one.
When do I do the .php?
Just type what you want.
Alright.
Worry about that.
I mean, that's all you. I mean, I would start fresh with 159.
Yeah.
I think
that's
whole thing just that.
I was just to see that.
I think this is supposed to be like kind of like to test your.
No.
Just copy that.
Yeah. No. You don't use public HTML and you don't use home. The tilde takes care of that. So your address is CISWeb. Okay, the address is CISWeb.bristolcc. Let me go and copy that. This is the address that is going to mine. Okay, so that's the address to get mine and bring it up.
supposed to do for the albums?
It depends on how you want to do it. I mean, I have it two folders deep. You may not want to do that, but you're going to put a tilde in your name. Then if you want to create a folder, you're going to do it. If you don't, you can just create a file, and it will be sitting in the room. Before the class where we have the examples. Okay, I'll put out the zip file that we're going to look at. My suggestion would be that the night before class, you go and find those and upload them so that you can play with the examples when I'm going over them. And if you get that done the night before, then you don't have to be sitting here doing it while I'm talking. So my suggestion is to go and find the zip file that I'm going to be covering that day and unzip it and upload the stuff so that you have it to look at on your own screen. First of all, it's going to be easier to read on your screen than it's going to be to read on mine.
I just come to class early and just, like, 10 minutes early and just download whatever you have.
Right.
On
the
page
and I'm
I don't know whether there's a class in here before, or it didn't appear to be today, but I don't know what it is on Tuesday.
Alright, so you have your code set up?
Pardon me?
Okay, so you want to save it now?
Yeah, right. So you've got it running now, right? Yeah, that's all I want
to
do.
I know another thing
that's going to save it. So then again, you save it. Well, you're not going to write it in Notepad. Okay, when you're writing a file, and I've got a picture of this, but this is all going to kind of disappear now. Okay, so when I want to create a file, I go to File, New, File. File, New, File. And that tells me give it a name. So I'm going to call it whatever.php. So there's whatever.php. Here's where I'm writing it. Now, you've got an alternative. If I'm not logged on, if I want to, I can just write it in Notepad and then upload it later. So, I mean, I can just write it in Notepad and upload it. I can, when I'm writing PHP, to keep my server open. And I tend to write it on the server. But then I download it because I want a backup on my hard drive. So either way, I want two copies. So whether I write on my local and write it in Notepad and then upload it, or whether I write it online and then download it, doesn't much matter. But I always do download it and keep a copy on my hard drive just in case. Right. So you can write it in Notepad and then upload it, or you can write it directly in the server. Once I've written it and I'm making corrections to it, I definitely tend to do it on the server. Because making corrections down and then uploading and correcting and uploading is a pain in the ass.
So this is directly?
Yes. Okay, so you're going to go and give that address, but you're going to have to change it a little bit. Let me find it. Whoops, not that one. Okay, this one. So you're going to substitute your username. And if you made folders, this is... These two are folders. If you didn't use folders, you just skip that. If you did use folders, you use your names. And then here is the file. Okay. Yeah. You just type it into the browser. A browser.
So I don't need public HTML, right?
No, you don't. Any more than you did back in.
Yeah, I guess I'll figure out later because sometimes it's really hard to see.
Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17. There's 11 people missing. Because there's 28 in this class.
Why are you registered? I just showed up.
Are you serious?
How are we sending this over?
You're not today.
I just wanted to bug you today.
Today you're not. This is okay. Once this is working, I'm done. I'm not doing anything else, so. Yeah, I noticed you were in 122, but it's just
why? First of all. Second of all, when they do it's open, they don't close their brackets. Yeah,
the
Just take hours to write.
And then, you know, I would strongly recommend using folders as you go along, because otherwise you're going to end up with a mixture of my stuff, your stuff, and everything else out there. So at the minimum, have a folder called My Stuff and a folder called My Stuff, Her Stuff, or something like that.
I did one.
If you want to do this at home, you need to download WinSCP. And if you download WinSCP, then you can do this at home, okay? Because here you're using our WinSCP. If you know what you're doing and you want to use something else, that's fine, but WinSCP is the one that we're using here, so it's easier to use that one.
Here's the PHP that's missing, in case you were looking at the source code and you didn't know where the PHP was.
Right. If you look at the source code again, you're not going to see what you wrote. You're going to see the resolution that got sent down to the browser. So if I go and bring up my web page, here's my web page. If I do a view page source, that's what I see, because that was what was sent by my program to the browser. So it doesn't even mention PHP, because it resolves it online and sends the browser what it wants the browser to display. And that's why it's more secure. JavaScript, I click on it, I can see the JavaScript. Okay? Here I click on it and I see what was sent to the browser.
Heads up, tomorrow I'll be here from 11 to, I think, 4.
Yeah, we said you definitely had to stay till 3.
Yeah, till 3.
Since you're coming in early today.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to come in, and I mean, I can show you some stuff. Want to get some heads up, it's like runners up, just let me know if you have any problems with like any homework or anything like that.
Right now, Pat will be around a couple of days a week. Right now, we're kind of looking for rooms, looking for...